Blog Talk Radio. we go on and on until the words for each of us are all too real. Still I am not able to feel what you feel, and I cannot say how long it will take.
Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure. We find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. Just want more of you. We find our pleasure in you.
You are
our reward. Oh, your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful to call
you.
Thank you. gathered in his name to worship him. We have come.
Voice, we are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light we standing on.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord Jesus. 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 Most gracious and most heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord Jesus. Father God, we come on this afternoon with a grateful heart. We come on this afternoon with an humble heart. We come on this afternoon with a repentant heart, Father, as we ask that you would forgive us even right now for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Father. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another service. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for another holiday, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength, Father God. Father, we thank you for sitting high. We thank you for looking low. We thank you for being in control of every situation, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Where would we be, Father, if you did not love us? Where would we be if you did not care? Where would we be, Father, if you had not sacrificed your life? But we want to say thank you that Jesus came. Hallelujah. Jesus died. Jesus rose again. And Jesus lives. Not only does he live, Father God, but he is the propitiator for all of our sins. He is our chief intercessor. Father God, we honor him. We bless him. Whole glory be to God. And we say thank you for Jesus. Thank you. Father God, as we come on this afternoon, we want to pray for, Father God, everyone that's in a bad place, everyone that's in a struggling place, everyone that's in a lost place. We want to, Father God, remember those in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, in the boarding homes, and hospice. Father, we ask that you would send your word on today, Father God, and heal them. We want to pray for all those who are in grief today, Father, those in a financial struggle, those in, Father God, a family disagreements and arguments, Father God. We pray, Father God, for them on today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we ask that you would, Father God, glory, that you and you alone will be glorified and you and you alone will be magnified, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our services today here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we are praying right now, Father, that somebody somewhere will give their life to you. Somebody somewhere, Father God, will say yes. Somebody somewhere will surrender. Somebody somewhere will submit. Somebody somewhere. Thank you, Father. And we say thank you over and over and over and over again. Thank you, Father. So now we commit this service into your hands, Father. Hallelujah. And then we ask that you would have your way. For you are the potter and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will. While we are waiting, yielded and still. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And glory be to the living God. We want to say good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Hallelujah. And welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our Sunday worship services. Amen. We want to thank God for this opportunity to give God some praise, to give God some glory, and to give God some honor. If this is your first time with us, welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. So glad to have you here with us. Amen. Enjoy the services on today. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. So, amen. You can keep on coming back because every time you come back, Jesus will be here to greet you. Amen. And so do we. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and it is indeed a pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this, the Lord's Day. We want to thank God. Amen. We want to say happy, happy, happy Father's Day to all of the lovely fathers around the world, around the globe. Amen. Happy Father's Day to you. Amen. And we bless the name of Jesus. I want to share the scripture with you this morning. Found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1, 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sothius, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. I want to talk to you, amen, coming from verse number 9 in our reading of God's word this morning. And it says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to come with the subject on today, what happens when the Father fails? What happens when the Father fails? Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to play one more song, and then after that, we're going to come, amen, and go straight into the word on today. Amen and amen.
Let's go. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, we want to thank God for that song. Amen. Wonderful is your name. The songwriter, amen, says in the lyrics that he has never known God to fail. He has never known God to fail. But our question this morning, beloved, as we celebrate a Father's Day on today, what happens when the father fails? What happens when the father fails? Old Testament fathers placed their hands on their children's head, and they spoke certain promises over them, believing the blessing of God can be passed from one generation to another. And it's why Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, as we read in the book of Genesis chapter number 28, Jacob and Isaac, the two brothers, amen, the one who sold his birthright. Well, Isaac called Jacob and he blessed him, amen. It's why Jacob refused to die before blessing his grandchildren. Children without a caring, involved fathers often spend their whole lives searching for a sense of identity and self-worth. Increasingly, they're finding them in the company of rebellious peer groups, street gangs, drug dealers, and on social media and the internet. And we see the results of it all around us. Instead of fulfilling their God-given destiny, these kids become defined and labeled by a lifestyle such as runaways, convicts, troublemakers, addicts. Beloved, amen. Before Tupac Shakur, he was a rap artist, and he was known for his violent song lyrics. Well, in 1996, he was gunned down. But before he died, he said that he never knew his real father. He said, "I know for a fact that if I had had a father, I would have had more discipline and I would have had more self-confidence." You see, beloved, your mother can calm you down and your mother can reassure you, and we thank God for mothers. But you need a man to teach you how to be a man. And so, beloved, amen. When it was a man, amen, in the book of Mark, chapter number 2, verse number 5. And this man was brought to Jesus, amen, to be healed. But before he forgave the man and before Jesus healed the man, we read in that verse number 5, Jesus called him son. Jesus didn't say, "You've got to go and clean up your act before you can come to me. You've got to go and get yourself together before you come to me. You must go and do things my way before you come to me." No, Jesus didn't say any of that, beloved. Jesus called him son. He established a relationship with the man by showing him love and acceptance. And as a father, you need to do the same. Loving and accepting your kids as they are without conditions and condemnation is the greatest gift that you can give them. Beloved, we know sometimes there is no man in the household. There is no man around. There is no fatherly image. Some of us have grown up without our fathers. We didn't know a father. We didn't have a stepfather. You know, we were just absent. It was just, you know, mommy or female guardians, and we thank God for them. because they do a wonderful job. They do a wonderful job. We know Brother Timothy. He was a great man of God. He worked with the Apostle Paul. He was raised by his mother and his grandmother. So women do a good job, but beloved, but amen, the man, amen, God has created the man in his image to be the role model, amen, to be the one that the children look up to be the one. He is that, beloved, all along for that deeper intimacy with our Father, and most of all, for our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us in Psalms 27 and 10, though my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will receive me. So even when there is no father image around, God said he will, amen, lift us up and receive us. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we want to thank God, amen, for that we can have confidence in God's constant presence, his power, and his protection. When King David cried out for help to the Lord, beloved, he expected an answer from God. He expected God to answer him. And we find out in life, and very, very common, very, very common. I believe, I don't know what the statistics are, but I know it's more than 50% where the man is not in the household and the children have an absentee father. And, you know, beloved, our earthly parents could reject us. Sometimes they abandon us or they neglect us. See, they neglect their children. But David declared God's unconditional acceptance. He lived with assurance in the Lord's goodness. Like most of us, David sometimes struggled, but the Holy Spirit helped him to persevere in trust and dependence on the Lord. Beloved, let me tell you this morning. We will encounter difficult relationships on this side of eternity. But when people fall short, when people fail us, when people hurt us, when daddy's not there, when mom is not there, we're still completely loved and protected by the only perfect Father. There's many fathers, but only one perfect Father. Glory be to God. In our scripture, beloved, in verse number 9, amen, as I read in your hearing, 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 9 says this, glory be to God. God is faithful. God is faithful. By whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is faithful. That means no matter the hell that shows up or that has been shown up around your life, around your family and your friends, God is unmovable and cannot change. God is faithful. We read in James chapter 1, verse number 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Beloved, God does not vary or waver. His character does not turn. Neither does he condone even a shadow of turning. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We can read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 13. It says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, cannot deny himself. Your God will not deny you, beloved, and your God will not deny himself. He will not deny his promises to you. Glory be to God. Never, ever, ever, for all of your life, God is faithful. Beloved, your doubt or battles cannot make him unfaithful. There's nothing that you can do that can make God unfaithful. Never give up on God, because he never gives up on you. We read in Psalms 89, chapter number 8. It says that God is clothed in faithfulness. Psalms 96, 13, God judges in faithfulness. Psalms 119, 75 says God afflicts his children in faithfulness. Psalms 143:1 says God responds to prayer in faithfulness. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Says God permits our temptations in faithfulness. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says God is faithful to his word. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 1 says God is faithful to his plan. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3 says God is faithful, protect us from Satan. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says God is faithful to forgive our sins. Psalms 145:13, God is faithful to fulfill his promises. Psalms 119 verse 86, God is faithful in his commandments. 1 Peter 4:19, God is faithful during our suffering. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24, God is faithful to sanctify us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, he is faithful to keep saved. Beloved, note this, because God is faithful, you will never end up in shame. Because God is faithful, you will never end up in disgrace. Because God is faithful, he will never abandon you. He will never leave you. Hallelujah. He will never. Glory be to God. Oh, man might forsake you, but God never will. Mama might forsake you, but God never will. Daddy might forsake you, but God never will. What happens when the father fails? Hallelujah. As a songwriter said, glory be to God. In our song this morning, hallelujah, you have never failed me. There is no failure in God. I want to encourage you on this Father's Day, hallelujah, we have a Father. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You have a father, hallelujah, who is always present. You have a father, not only is he always present, amen, he comes with his blessings. He comes with his love. He comes with his grace. He comes with his mercy. He comes with his provisions. He comes with his spirit. He comes with his power. He comes with his angels. He comes with the gift of life and eternal life. Oh, glory be to God. He's an ever-present Father. He will not abandon you. He will not forsake you. Hallelujah. You won't have to worry about taking him, hallelujah, to court for child support. Oh, he's not a stepdaddy. Hallelujah. He's not a sugar daddy. Hallelujah. But he is our daddy. Hallelujah. What happens when the father fails. Hallelujah. Turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. I tried him. He never fails. I tried him. He never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. We encourage you, hallelujah, to come to the Father who will never abandon you. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about going to his funeral. You don't have to worry about visiting him, hallelujah, in the hospital. Oh, glory be to God. You don't have to worry about looking for him when there's a need. Hallelujah. He is the Father that never fails. Hallelujah. And this is why he taught his disciples. Hallelujah. Because he is the Father that never fails. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. No, there is, hallelujah, no failure, hallelujah, in our Father, hallelujah. He will not fail you. He will not abandon you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. From the day that you receive him as Lord and Savior, to the day that you see him face to face in heaven, you don't have to worry about this Father coming short. In Jesus' name. If you do not know him in the pardoning of your sins, we want to encourage you today. Hallelujah. Maybe you're a good father. Maybe you've had good fathers, good men role models. And bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for all the fathers out there. The good fathers, the fathers that's not that good, that want to be good. Glory be to God. Some of our fathers are incarcerated. Some of our fathers are out in the drug house, the whore house. Some of them in the cemetery. Some fathers everywhere. Everywhere. Glory be to God. Huh? Don't take that much to be a father. See? And so maybe, amen, you feel a little abandoned. Maybe there's some distance. Maybe there's some tears. Amen. We understand that. See, but we want to encourage you to make a connection, hallelujah, with the Heavenly Father, the Father who cannot fail, who will not fail, hallelujah, and get, amen, that relationship, that relationship. It makes a difference when a man is in the house. It makes a difference, amen, when children can come home and talk to daddy, and daddy is talking to them and blessing them and being a real man. Oh, it makes a difference. You compare a household with a father present to a household with a father not present, and you will see a difference. But, beloved, we come to encourage you today that if your natural father is there or not, maybe you're a man and you're not where you're supposed to be. Maybe you have somebody else raising your children. Huh? You're raising somebody else's children and somebody raising yours. But regardless of what your situation is, amen, in reference to the father that you have, or the father that you are, or the father that you're becoming, we want to encourage you today, amen, hallelujah, to be connected to the Father who does not fail. And his name is Jesus, amen. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the entrance. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Come, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to give you an introduction to your Father. I'm going to give you an introduction. Glory be to God. See, beloved, amen, because even though your natural father, amen, glory be to God, it was his sperm cell into your mother's egg, amen, that sort of created you, but it's still your father. Your still God is your father. Regardless of who your natural father was or is, God is your father. Glory be to God. All those generations, see, all that came through the Father. Hallelujah. So we want to be connected, amen, to the real source. Hallelujah, on today. Amen. Come on, let me lead you. Let me lead you. I'm going to give you an introduction to your daddy. Some of you don't know your daddy. I know when my sister was finally reconnected, amen, to her father before he died. Amen. She was just so happy. Daddy, 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 you know, because she never had that. Daddy, daddy, daddy. See, well, I want to introduce you to your daddy on today. Amen. Come and repeat after me. Hallelujah. Father, I come on this day confessing my sins to you. I am lost. I am a sinner. And I need you. I want to know you as my Father. I want to know Jesus as my Savior. So I invite Jesus right now as I confess my sins to you and I ask that you would forgive me for my sins. I invite Jesus to come and live in my heart as my Lord, as the way to the Father. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for filling the void. Thank you for being my Father. Now, with your help, I will serve you for the rest of my life. I ask that you will guide me and direct me as I continue to praise your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the book of life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you that I finally know who my real Father is. Thank you. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You are saved. Hallelujah. You've connected to the Father, the person you was looking to be connected to all your life. Amen. But there was only one way to get to him, and that was through Jesus. There's no other way to get to the Father but through Jesus. Amen. So you're connected. Amen. Your Father's, if your Father is saved, he's connected. Hallelujah. Every person has a Father. Hallelujah. And his name, hallelujah, is God Almighty. So you want to know him because he wants to know you. Amen. And amen. We want to thank God for the word. Amen. We pray that you were encouraged. Amen. On this Father's Day. Glory be to God to know what happens when the father fails. So what happens when the father fails? Children have a responsibility to their parents, and parents have a responsibility to their children. Amen. But when the parents fail to respond the way God wants them to respond, what happens? What happens when the father fails? Well, beloved, we come to tell you today, we pray that you can go fulfilled in knowing that if you had a good daddy or bad daddy, hallelujah, hallelujah, God is your Father. Hallelujah. God is your Father. And he's the only one that really, really counts. The bottom line is when you know that he's your Father, it's all right. It's all right. You might be a little disappointed, but it's all right. You might have cried a couple of tears, but it's all right. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. We want to invite you to please come back, amen, and share in our fellowship. We meet, amen, 7 days a week on this platform. Glory be to God. So Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. in the morning. Come on back with us. Amen. We have a presence on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Amen. Find us at Life Word Jesus. Amen. We have a morning altar on Facebook, 5 a.m. in the mornings on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Please come and join us in prayer. Glory be to God. We also have an altar of prayer where we pray two times a day at 12 o'clock noon and 9 p.m. And so please come, bring your prayer requests. We want to pray with you, pray for you. You're not a stranger. The first time we call you visitor, the second time we call you friend. So please, please be comfortable enough, amen, to participate in some of our services, because we come to bring God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We want to receive our morning tithes and offerings on today. We want to thank you, amen, for your faithful giving. It's not like we can physically pass a basket around, but in the spirit, amen, as you give unto the Lord. The Lord already knows, amen, what's in your heart to do. And from the moment that you desire it, amen, it's the moment, amen, that the blessing, amen, is returned back to you. So we thank God. There's several ways you can sow into our ministry. You can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org and hit the donate button there. Or our mailing address is P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. We bless the Lord, and we want to say thank you. Amen. Thank you for sowing and trusting this ministry as we continue to endeavor, amen, to carry the gospel message around the world. We pray that everybody will have a good day, Father's Day. If there's no father in your life, glory be to God. Remember, if there's no natural father, just remember who your real father is and be comfortable with them. If there's no man in your life, no husband, no wife, no boyfriend, no girlfriend, just be comfortable and knowing who God. Maybe you don't have any siblings. Glory be to God. On this Father's Day, just know that there is a father. And he is not absent. He is not an absentee father. Be comfortable, amen, with him, because he loves you more than everybody else combined. I know some people with two or three fathers. They got the natural father. They had the, amen, the godfather, the stepfathers, three or four fathers. Well, they're blessed individuals. But guess what? All four of them men together do not love you more than what God loves you. Be comfortable in that. Amen. Enjoy your day. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for our early morning service, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. God, we say thank you for this service on today. Thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. God, thank you for encouraging us to think, Father, what happens when the father fails? Because fathers are failing, because they're human. But Father, there is only one perfect father, and that's you, and you do not fail. Thank you for such an encouraging, reassuring word that we can rest on today, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless us as we come out, go in, whatever we do, the food we eat, the fellowship, the Father's Day celebration, Father God, whatever, the movies we watch, the books we read today, the naps we take, the walks we take, whatever we do, God, we ask for your protection, and we thank you in advance for it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, even right now, and we seal this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And Jesus, and Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Happy Father's Day each to all the fathers. Amen. And some of you mothers, we got to say Happy Father's Day to some of your mothers. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy your day. Amen. Pastor Frieda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings.
Yo, MVP. Let's go.
Never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
All of my life, I've never known you.